Hi, everybody. Welcome back to what is the 26th episode of Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And this week, I wanted to talk to everybody a little bit about the benefits and the advantages of keeping it simple. So especially now when it comes to working out and fitness, even into the rehab realm, there seems to be a lot of very crazy, complicated things out there that are being pushed towards consumers and the general public. I know we've talked a bunch about, or I've talked on here, and you've been stuck listening to me talk about the downside of all of the stuff you can find and see on the internet, and following some different things. And I've seen some really crazy things, people coming up with really crazy exercises that make, I'll be the first one to admit it, really great Instagram posts, hysterical YouTube videos. Unfortunately, I think that the failures or the bloopers from those would probably be even more exciting and fun to watch. And some of them have merit, and for certain people, you do need a really crazy variation of a squat to help them get to their specific goals. For most people, that is not needed at all. And I was talking to a patient this week about a way for her to reach the goals that she was looking at getting at. And at the end, she kind of marveled at how simple the exercises were. And as we started talking, I kind of realized that I think she was almost looking for something really, really, you know, way more complicated. And at first, almost kind of thought that what I was giving her couldn't possibly work because it was too easy. And I think especially sometimes when you start to get towards the more of the healthcare side and less the fitness side, people try to make things really, really complicated as a way of keeping themselves relevant. So while this is clearly something you need me to show you how to do, you better come back and see me again, or this is only something you can do when you're with me because it's really hard. Well, it's a great way to come back and see me again. And really, that's not, you know, always or usually even ever the best way to go about it. So I thought it would be kind of fun to run through some of the most beneficial exercises that I think people could add in that are very simple. And a while ago, I think it maybe go back to the second episode of this. So quick little math, 24 episodes ago. And John and I were on together and we talked about exercises we thought everybody should do. And one of those that we talked about was loaded carries or farmer's carries, suitcase carries. And so that's the first of the really simple exercises that you can't go wrong doing. So what you do, just find something really heavy. I usually go with, if you can carry it for more than 30 seconds, it's not heavy enough. And one of those in each hand, so let's just say it's a 70-pound kettlebell, one 70-pound kettlebell in each hand, and all I want you to do is try and walk somewhere, anywhere, just aimlessly walk around for 30 seconds, and then put them down, and you're gonna try and do 5 repetitions of that. The next one is take that same really heavy thing and get something slightly heavier. So if it's a 70-pound kettlebell, maybe you're going to go for a 90-pound kettlebell. And still 30 seconds, but this time only one hand. So now you have to stay even, you have to stay level, standing up nice and tall, walking around again, 5 sets of 30 seconds. And that's your first really simple workout. All you're doing is carrying something heavy and walking around with it. And so doesn't get any simpler than picking something up and putting it back down. The next exercise that I like to give people when it comes to trying to keep things very simple is just the idea of getting up and down off the ground for a set amount of time. So this is especially good for people who are looking to get back into working out, aren't really sure about it, or even a lot of times I find people who are looking to get back into an exercise routine, the hardest part for them is not the exercises or what to do, but finding the time to do it. And so if you can create something that is a very small time expense and they feel like they worked pretty hard, over the course of a few weeks, it's easier to build on that. So what I'll do is I will say, set a timer for 5 minutes, and I want you to lay down on your back and get up as fast as you can, as many times as you can for 5 minutes. Give yourself a 2 minute break, lay down, this time on your stomach, same thing, 5 minutes, and repeat the whole system. Now you've just done 12 minutes, try it. You're pretty winded at the end of it. It is not easy to do. And now we've gotten you into the habit of reserving 12 minutes a day for exercise. Now we can slowly add to that, and pretty quickly, within the course of 3 or 4 weeks, we can be up to a half an hour of exercise a day for somebody who previously was telling me they didn't nearly have the time in their day to fit this in. But if you can make it fit into your schedule, it's very easy. Even kind of veering off topic a little bit, but even if you look at those farmers carries or the weighted carries, that can be done at night in your home, walking around the kitchen, carrying a bag full of a bunch of things from the cabinet. So it doesn't need to be a very complicated thing for it to be very beneficial. The next really, really simple exercise that I like to give to people is to take their getting up and down off the ground and advance it a little bit. Now I want you to do the same thing, but you can't use your right hand. And so sometimes I'll say, keep your right hand on your left shoulder, keep your right hand on your right knee or your left knee. Doesn't really matter where you put it, but getting up and on down off the ground is a great core activity. It is a great way to get your heart rate up and going, and it can transition as people get into a more and more involved exercise routine into a very good warm-up to just quickly get everything flowing and get everything moving. And it's a really good way to start things off. So as far as simple activities go, it can't get much simpler than getting up and down off the ground, picking up something heavy, walking around for a little while, putting it back down, and doing the same thing with the other hand. So that's everybody's challenge for this week, is to dedicate a couple of days to trying to do the simplest exercises you think you can do and still maintaining a good workout. And what I would like to try and get going is I would like to try and see a little rundown of what everybody's exercises are. So if you think you can come up with a simpler exercise or a similar exercise to this, then I would love to hear about them. So either share them on our Facebook page, shoot an email, however is best for you to get in touch with us. You can leave a comment below this post on the website or on iTunes. So that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy. Have a great week, everybody. As always, please keep subscribing to the podcast. You can leave some reviews for us on iTunes or over in the Google Play Store. Helps make the podcast easier for other people to find, because if iTunes or Google think you like it, they'll be more likely to show it to your friends. So have a great week, and we'll see everybody next week.